You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We'll move on to the first match then of the Championship season. It's Brighton against Nottingham Forest coming up on Friday evening at 7:45. Brighton are 13-10, the draw is 23-10, and Nottingham Forest in the betting at 21-10. A hard game to call, this one, Pete. Brighton, who, as we've already touched on, didn't score many goals last year. That was their biggest failing. But Chris Hughton will make sure that once again they're defensively organised, whereas Forest were very up and down, mainly down, it has to be said, last year. But they're a side that on their day, when it does all come together, can be pretty formidable. Brighton have lost their last three opening day fixtures and Forest have won their last three. How do you see this one going?
Well, first and foremost, there's a stat that we talk about an awful lot on In-Play Radio, which is the Friday night season opener. You know, the big marquee opener. Here comes the Championship season. Oh my God, there's been no goals. Four of the last six matches on a Friday night have been under 2.5 goals. Mm-hmm. On this opening Friday night, 13-20 is what the traders have priced that up at. They've got there first, but you can have a little look at the under 1.5 as well. I'd rather play the under 2.5, truth be told, but they could be very much worth looking at. As for Brighton, they've signed Tomer Hemed from Almeria, 9 goals last season. Rosinha, Zamora, who we've mentioned, and a young man from the Real Madrid under-19s, Jack Harper, the young Scot, who could turn out to be very interesting. In terms of losing players, Craig McHale-Smith's gone, but I don't think really anyone they'd sort of weep over. The problem Brighton had last season was that from February onwards, they only won twice. They had the fifth worst attack in the league. So those are both horrible stats, Alex. But they also had the sixth best defence. So as bad as they were going forward, they were great at the back. That back line has been kept intact by Chris Hughton. And like you say, they'll be organised and they'll be tricky to beat. And that, for me, is a phrase to keep in mind in this. They'll be tricky to beat. As for Forest, well, are they stronger? I mean, Dougie Freedman went in last season and things improved, but then they only had one win in the last 10 games. That, however, was, I think, down an awful lot to the big injury to Britt Assombalonga, wasn't it? He'd scored a lot of goals before being injured in February, 15 goals before being injured in February, and then didn't of course, feature for the rest of the season. Henry Lansbury is apparently a man who may well be on his way out. So as good as he is, and as much as you like to back him for goals, and you should last season have liked to have backed him, you maybe don't want to go hell for leather on that because you don't know where his head is. So this is the interesting thing for me. Assombalonga will not be back just yet, but when they do, Forest will improve. When he does, I should say. Forest will improve. But up until that point, I'm not keen on them scoring a raft of goals. Dexter Blackstock's a good player, but I think he's got loads of goals in him. Mikel Antonio, Tyler Walker, Jamie Ward's a good signing from Derby and has got goals. I mean, they have strength in the back line. Matt Mills has gone in. Pineos has gone in, the left back from Spain. But this is a game that just, even if the Friday night start wasn't pushing towards unders on the goals, I'd be looking at unders on the goals, and I'd be looking at a draw. I mean, the draw here is 23-10. I really like that. I'm not a massive fan of match result and both teams to score draw at 16-5 because I'm not convinced that, really, that will happen. And draw, 17-5 would be the other way in here, Alex. Ultimately, this is a game that is going to be very tight anyway. Two teams that we can't yet, I don't think, trust Brighton to score a lot of goals, despite Zamora and Hemed going in. Baldock, of course, wants to prove himself now that he's been there a while, of course, but he wants to prove himself. And on the other side of things, Forest back line is going to be decent, two organised sides, but neither that really inspire as things stand. So that draw in the end, it was the only place I could really go. And actually, I've had a bit of a decent bet on that this weekend for myself.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.